Move the world.
Now, 7 after the hour, I'd like to announce that today is the first day of the rest of your life. I'd like to announce that. It's true.
It is.
Yeah, there are a lot of people doing a lot of things today to make your life better. What are you doing to make your own life better? Are you running, exercising, getting fit like Andrea Metcalf suggested we become more fit? She's pretty good at that. We have all these specialists that are populating the website. Isn't that what it is? Populating the program. That's the terminology. All right,
populating.
So we're populating your head with lots of interesting and hopefully stimulating ideas. Some of them are fun. Sometimes they're silly. It just, there's not a predictability to what goes on here, and that's what most people like about it. I'm not one who wants to live a predictable life. I'm not interested in being comfortable. I'm interested in sort of being a little on the edge, a little over the top sometimes. And so when there are things that come to the surface, I think we ought to at least spend a little time on. And by the way, this would be Phil's time, except, as I said a minute ago, he's not feeling well. Did I say that on the air or off the air? I don't know.
Who said it? Off the air, I think.
Okay. So Phil, who is not well. I don't know why that tickles me. Phil is very well, but he's not feeling. People think I'm not well. Anyway, Roberta's not well. There is a controversy. I don't necessarily go out of my way to discuss controversial things here, but once in a while I think it's of interest and import to take on something. And a big conversation this week has been this Indiana Planned Parenthood law. If you don't know about the story, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, who apparently has presidential aspirations, signed a law this week which strips federal funds from any health clinic in Indiana that provides screenings for cancer, STDs, and services like abortion. Hospitals are the only exception. So clinics that are not hospitals would not get federal funds. See, the feds give you money. This is really what's kind of distracting or almost sick about the federal money. They'll give you a big chunk of money, and you use it as you see fit as long as you follow their guidelines. So there's a way around this. This is, if you haven't heard this, there are a lot of unknowns still surrounding this defunding of Planned Parenthood. But the people who take advantage of it, you know, one of the big things about Planned Parenthood is this foolishness that everything they do there, that all they do is conduct abortions, which is
the furthest thing from the
ridiculous.
Truth. It's only 5% of what they do, something like that.
7%.
7%.
Like
it's a tiny number.
Right. It's a small percentage of what they do. But because there is such political heat applied to that conversation, the lunatic fringe gets out and creates a haven for guys like Daniels. And that's all. I mean, this law tightens the stance on abortion. I mean, I understand that you may be opposed to it. I am. I'm not pro-abortion at all. And when it comes down to...
But you can be pro-choice and not be pro-abortion.
Exactly.
Two different things.
If it was somebody in my life that had become pregnant because of their involvement with me and they discussed it with me, I would try to get them to carry the baby to term and put it up for adoption. That would be my approach to it, because that's what I believe is the right thing to do. However, I do not think it's my right nor my obligation. If it's somebody that I'm personally involved with, it's my obligation. But if she decides to do something differently, then that's the way it is. However, these people who spend their lives trying to inculcate, you know, we get it already that life is sacred and the passion there. I have as much passion for it as the next person. But boat stops for me, or the door gets closed when you start doing some of the stuff that these people do in the name of their own points of view. Free country, express yourself the way you want to. I just happen to think that there is this the political capital. Most of the people who make these decisions make them for their own political gain, and they had nothing to do with anybody's values. So as far as I'm concerned, Daniels is a big phony. Now, we have four or five stations in Indiana. You want to weigh in on this, help yourself, 800-510-8255. We'll give it a few minutes. What is troubling here, at least on the surface, is that the funds would not be available for cancer screening or for detecting sexually transmitted diseases.
Yeah, that's scary.
I don't get that.
And for a lot of people, clinics are their only access to medical care.
Only way
right.
And do you really want to overwhelm the hospital emergency rooms, which is not the place?
This is not a well thought out plan. It's a political plan for this guy, and it deals with the superficial side of this issue. But as Roberta's pointing out, low income, birth control, cancer screenings, other kinds of care. But it doesn't look like after this weekend people will be able to get a hold of these services. Again, the advocates on both sides get to be, kind of from the lunatic fringe. It's frustrating because these conversations we've been having since I was a kid. The same conversation.
And they're not political conversations. That's the thing, is that these are moral choices.
They are. Yeah.
And they're not political.
It's a moral dilemma. That's the way.
And they're medical choices.
Yeah. Moral medical dilemma.
You know, I read an article several years back that really stuck with me that basically said, for the most part, abortion will never totally be outlawed.
No.
Because they said the biggest anti-abortion people do not want it outlawed because it is such a rallying cry for money.
Raise money, funds.
They can raise tremendous amounts of money by jumping on the anti-abortion bandwagon.
Yeah.
So they don't, all of a sudden, if they did get their way, supposedly, and abortion was banned, they would lose a stream of income that is in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
There's a professor of public health at Purdue who was getting some of the funding to do research on HIV and AIDS. And now, because of this law, she can't get access to it.
Hmm.
This is backward thinking, it seems to me, anyway.
It was like the Catholic Church in New York stopped giving money to any schools that offered condoms. To students.
Well, and they would say that this teaches the kids how to do it.
No, but what it did is they stopped funding for, they stopped funding for homes for unwed pregnant mothers unless they would stop giving out condoms in school, which seemed to me to be kind of counterintuitive. Wait, you don't want them to have the condoms, but then you're going to stop the homes for the unwed mothers.
Here's the guy that runs the Indiana Right to Life group. Who says the governor signed the law because other health care providers offer the same services in the same counties as Planned Parenthood. So this is an attack on Planned Parenthood, once again, because they're identified as a unit that does abortions, but that's not the only thing. This is ignorance, basically. It's pure and simple. And I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I am trying to get you to think about this. It's become a big conversation on the radio this week. So if you have some thoughts... maybe you want to talk about the governor who's considering a run for the presidency. You want to talk about the merit of it. I don't want to talk about abortions because that never goes anywhere, and there's nothing new in that conversation. But in terms of this, excuse me, very frustrating because you'd like to think that we were beyond all of this. Or I would, not you. I'd like to think we were beyond all of this. And this is not, I remember the first day I was on the air, it was 1988, I was doing the afternoon show at WCKY in Cincinnati, and I'm on the air at 2 o'clock, and the first call I got was from somebody in Cincinnati who hadn't heard anything out of my mouth except that I was from Boston and I'd gone out there to do the radio program.
Oh, boy.
And he said, "You Eastern liberal bastard, get on a bus and go back to where you came from." I got the same reception when I was on in St. Louis on Camel X, too, by the way. It's just that kind of ignorance, and that's what it is. It's total ignorance. And we have it all over the place. I hadn't expressed myself. He didn't know. At that time, I was a strong Republican I never liked the use of the word conservative to apply because I don't think it applies properly, but I have been what many describe as a Rockefeller Republican in my growing up years, and I guess I'm probably still there. I would like to think that the tent was bigger than it is, and that's why I'm not a member anymore of the party, because it's become exclusionary. People get pushed out. And because of stuff like this, that it isn't inclusionary, it's exclusionary. And I think that it only hurts, but that's not what some of these people say, and maybe they're smarter than I am. But I don't think it's smart to frustrate people or to keep them away from the ability to have some sort of resource, health resource, that they may need in the interest of political gain. And that's what this is, in my opinion. Your opinion sought and would be welcome and will be handled properly. How's that? 800-510-8255. Roberta, Jennifer, and Doug focusing on something that isn't controversial. Maybe it is a little. Your face. How's your face looking today?
Is it not controversial today?
No, okay. It's looking well.
Very well. Thank you.
All right. So if your face is looking well, it means you may be treating all of the bigger areas of your face. But are you really focused in on the dark circles under your eyes? There's a product from the folks at New Vitality that's specifically made for your eyes, and you can get it free right now by calling 800-894-3302. You try Lumitone free, pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. You continue to use Lumitone. There are such great benefits. Initially, and you keep it up, everything about your eyes will look much better. Dark circles, gone from view. Bags, gone from view. It works on skin redness, gone from view. 800-394-3302. Look younger and refreshed. It's that easy with a free jar of Lumitone. Work on the fine lines around your eyes. Make your face look fine. Free jar of Lumitone. Pay small shipping and handling fee. 800-894-3302.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Moms are powerful role models for daughters, especially for health and nutrition. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The Like Mother, Like Daughter Health Legacy Summit brought together an esteemed panel of moms, daughters, and health experts, including Jenna Bush Hager and Family Circle Editor-in-Chief Linda Fears, to discuss the important role moms play as their child's health and nutrition role model, including research that shows when moms drink more low-fat milk, their daughters are likely to do the same. Family Circle Editor-in-Chief Linda Fears.
As moms, we need to realize how much influence we have, especially in helping our daughters establish healthy relationships with food. From the food and beverages we put on the table to our own relationship with weight and eating, moms are powerful role models for a generation of healthier girls.
With awareness, knowledge, and skills, moms can pass on new legacies of healthier food and beverages, body relationships, and more physical activity to daughters and all future generations. For more on role modeling healthy behaviors, visit Facebook.com/MilkMustache or YMilk.com.
21 after, 800-510-8255, the focus on the Indiana Planned Parenthood law now.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
That more and more Huckabee is sounding like Ron Paul.
But, you know, I'm not sold on some of the other stuff because I've heard some bad things about the way he ran Arkansas.
Get a picture of his family and check it out, Richie.
What are they, like a circus troupe or something?
His wife has just got a huge head. That's all. Yeah, that's the problem.
It's so hard to lose weight.
Head.
Look at the size of that head.
Thank you for calling the big giant head. We didn't make the head. We make it big and giant.
Come join us, let's get a good day.
Them boys chat on how him pop gun. I got the black strap to make the cops run. They watching me, I'm watching them. Them boys got a lot of in them. My people on the block got a lot of pock in them. And when we roll together,
this is a rapper named Common.
No time for that,
who was invited by the White House this week to participate in a poetry event. The administration came under fire for including this fellow. Critics say he's glorified the killing of police in his lyrics. Jay Carney, the spokesperson for the White House, said that the president has spoken out against violent music lyrics. He added that Common earned praise for being a socially conscious and lyrically poetic rapper. The president appreciates his work to get children interested in poetry in Chicago. There was the usual outrage from the usual suspects. Here's Elizabeth Hasselbeck on this fellow Common visiting the White House from a discussion on The View.
The timing of this event, because they're having this event, they had this event at the White House, mm-hmm. and but it also is National Law Enforcement Memorial Week. Mm-hmm. So this officer, Common, if I'm not mistaken, wrote a song called A Song for Asada, mm-hmm. who in her original name, she actually was convicted of executing a state trooper. Okay, mm-hmm. so he wrote a song about a woman who killed a cop. The timing of this week, National Law Enforcement Week, when this guy's family, who was killed by this woman, as it states by law, is coming to memorialize him and put a plaque on the wall. To have this man in the White House this week is actually not a great look.
All right. So she goes on to focus on the Republicans and their view on this guy Common.
Called him a thug. They're walking right into it because this is what some of the media.
Dick Cheney's the one who shot somebody. Okay?
They're driving themselves right into this trap so that the media can then use these quotes, right? That they're saying that they don't want a black rapper in the White House, and it's a mistake. Okay, I'm just telling the truth here. Okay, this is what's going to happen, and you know, year. Yeah. So this is what's going to happen. They're walking right into it. Sarah Palin may have been the first to walk right into it. Really, the specific group that should have an issue with this may be those involved in this National Law Enforcement Week, and that's it.
Sarah also is responsible for crosshairs on Gabby Gifford's website.
So what the point here of this is the same point that I'm making. The reason I bring it up now is because the same sort of thinking, I think, goes to Governor Daniels walked into it when he signed the Indiana Planned Parenthood law, which is what we're talking about now here on Good Day. A couple of comments from a few folks who want to be heard. Bob's in Leonardtown, Maryland. What do you think of the Indiana situation, Bob?
Hey, good morning. I think that it simplifies everything. I mean, us Hoosiers, we like to, you know, keep it simple. If there is no funding for abortions publicly, then none of us who don't want to fund abortion have to worry about any of our money going to it. And if
okay, that's fine, but why cut out all of the other, why cut out the other services that these places like Planned Parenthood offer?
I'm sure that Planned Parenthood has the ability to not do abortions and get that funding if they want it.
That doesn't appear to be what the law states. I think you're right. If that were the case, then there wouldn't be so much upset. Linda, you have a quick thought. Go ahead, in Kingman.
Oh, yes. I wanted to correct you and Roberta. Planned Parenthood is the number one provider of abortions in the United States, and I can get the exact
what did we say? Yeah, what did we say that was wrong?
Oh, you said 5%, and they're almost their entire business is
abortion. No, it's not. No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not. No, it isn't.
Well, I will get you the figures.
Yeah, you'll get me the figures.
I used to pick at them all the time. They're the number one provider.
They may be the number one provider of them, but that is not their number one business. 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're trying to travel by air and you're suffering from major delays and cancellations from a storm or natural disaster, you may wonder if the airlines will cut you any slack. Spirit Airlines actually has a program called the Weather Buster Policy. It's something the airline will enact in cases of major delays caused by hurricanes or blizzards. That means they'll waive the change fee and fare difference for travel to, from, or through any affected locations for certain days. After the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, we saw just about every airline offer the same waiver for travelers going through Narita or Haneda airports. But what's important to understand is that these policies are not set in stone, they're not mandated by any government, and there's no part of any contract that says they have to do it. In fact, situations like weather or natural disasters are classified under acts of God, which means the airlines really have no responsibility at all to cover your costs. And even when they do issue a waiver, you need to read the fine print. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Are you ready to do something about your high credit card debt? Tired of paying double-digit interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? It's time to stop the madness. Get out of debt the safe and affordable way with Credit Card Relief. With Credit Card Relief, there are no upfront fees, no monthly maintenance fees, and no settlement fees. You don't pay anything until a debt is settled, all with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's Credit Card Relief, managed by local attorneys in-state, with workout plans tailored to your debt situation. Get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving thousands in future bank fees. Call the original Credit Card Relief, where the consultation is free and the results are real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 877-888-9570. 877-888-9570. Not available in all states. Call 877-888-9570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm Doug, she's Jennifer, she's Roberta, and you are you. This is
you're so the, profound.
So thank you. This is the sort of thing. I'm just listening to what people say and the arguments. I didn't bring this up to cause trouble. I always bring these things up to get people to think. Some people want to think, and this is not about my opinion, Roberta's opinion, Jennifer's opinion. I made it clear, and so those people who are not listening carefully and don't hear me say this, I will say it again. But I don't have to defend myself. I have nothing to be ashamed of. And I want this to be a conversation. It's going to be a conversation about what maybe, I don't know, the truth is because it's so hard to find, or even what facts are because they're so hard to find. But a posture that's taken by people. There have been a couple of things here. The rapper Common coming to the White House, bad timing. It may be that the guy had a reason. Maybe it's a good reason to bring the guy there. But as Elizabeth Hasselbeck pointed out in The View, it wasn't a good time to do it. The timing of Governor Daniels' law, which is what we're talking about this week, which strips federal funds from any kind of a health clinic that provides services like abortion, but also screening for cancer and sexually transmitted diseases. What happens is the people who are so passionate about this, they only hear one thing. They hear the word abortion, and it is then through the roof. You lose all kinds of credibility. You lose all kinds of rationality. There's something about this that drives people nuts, whatever it is, on either side. So whatever you feel and how strongly you feel about it, it's always good to have the ability to express yourself and hear other people hearing your words and your expressions. The lady who called a minute ago and said that we were wrong because we said that abortions were 5-7 whatever percentage of the business is a hard word to use, but at the if there's a better word, I'm not worried about finding it, mm-hmm. because Planned Parenthood is a nonprofit, but they are in business to provide clinical services to women. And one of the things they do is provide abortions. And yes, they may be the largest provider of abortions in the country in a singular sense, the largest provider in that. I think in Indiana there are 28 Planned Parenthood clinics. And so this guy who's running wants to get this side of the aisle or this side of the Republican Party that believes in banning abortions to vote for him in the primary. And that's what this is about. There's little doubt in anybody's mind that that's what this is about. So, okay, that's fine. That's what he wants, and he wants to appeal to that group. Well and fine. But when you get down to the brass tacks, if Planned Parenthood is a big provider of abortions in comparison to other clinics, yes, that may be a fact. However, the fact is it is not their biggest business.
No, I'm looking at figures that say 6% in Indiana.
You said 5, I said 7. Okay, so
94%
of what
are other things.
Is other
which
things.
Is mostly contraceptives and health care.
Right. And it's sexual health, and it's clinical.
And education.
It's lung. It's women, and not just their reproductive. It's not OBGYN stuff.
Yeah, can you do women's wellness visits there?
Yeah, all kinds of women. Yep. Women's.
So you can do your yearly pap smear.
Oh, yes.
You can get
absolutely.
A yearly health checkup there. It is the only thing about Planned Parenthood that I know about it is they don't accept men. They don't treat men for anything. Mm-hmm. They treat women for anything. That's what I was told by 4 or 5 women that I've known over the years who have gone to Planned Parenthood. As a matter of fact, when I was working in Cincinnati, I dated the woman who ran the Planned Parenthood office for a while. Very interesting lady. And what, you know, I didn't get out of it. I had her on the radio program. That's how I met her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's how I learned as much as I did about what went on there. And she knew exactly where I came from. She was in exactly the opposite camp from me in that, you know, she thought that abortion was a viable choice. And that's fine. That's her decision. I didn't think, not that it wasn't viable, it wouldn't be my choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. You choose what you want because it's your life, and you, people who say it's the life of an unborn, you're never going to come to a consensus on that. Never, never, never is there going to be a consensus on that in this country. So we better get beyond it so we can really get to the root of the issue, because you're never going to get to a consensus. There is never going to be unanimity and agreement on that focus. So, but, you know, move on. Mm-hmm. I would also tell you that for those who are worried about the Roe v. Wade decision being overturned, it would never, ever happen. It would create, you know, we talk about a revolution or evolution or whatever it is. The overturning of that would cause a revolution in this
mm-hmm.
country.
Mm-hmm.
That's how strongly the feelings are. You want to have a second civil war? That's the way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
There is so much passion and anger associated with that if it were overturned, it would be one of the most horrible, whether you agree or disagree, the outcome of it would be so horrible, its effect on America, and if nothing else, that you hear all the saber rattling on all sides
mm-hmm.
and pushing, oh, I was going to go to the Supreme
Court. It would be a revolution.
There would be a revolution yep. in this country if that happened.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, but this has been such a big discussion this week on a lot of talk radio programs that I felt we ought to have a few minutes to talk about it. And whether you agree or disagree, I do know that Mitch Daniels said when he first ran, and I think first became the governor, that there would be a truce on social issues like this because they had such a budget problem. They have a budget crisis there like everybody else. So what's the number one issue now? It's changed because he's running for the president. He hasn't declared yet, but he's running. And that's why he did all of this stuff. And
it's a good way to get attention.
It is a good way to get attention.
It's a cheap shot to get attention.
Well,
it sparks debate.
In my opinion.
It sparks debate. It is. You could make the argument it's a cheap shot. Yeah. Here's Huber who writes, actually, social conservatives are trying to protect innocent babies who can't speak for themselves, and they're preventing minorities in lower social economic groups from being exploited by elitist abortionists pretending to provide health care. Here's, and notice all the comment usually comes from men. Andy writes, are you saying that women of color who choose to use Planned Parenthood for health services, like annual exams and so forth, are being compelled to do so against their will? I'm following a blog here. And some of the interesting things. It is predictable to a point, but yet healthy to have us looking at what's going on in Indiana. The same as it was healthy to look at what went on in Wisconsin and Ohio when it came to the discussion of unions.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about stuff that draws a line in the sand. You talk about something that's divisive, that there's very little middle ground on. That's another one of those subjects. It's almost a no-win situation. Even though there may be those of us who believe that unions don't belong in the public. There's no reason for the public workers to have a union. I never thought there was, even though I belong to a public workers union. As a matter of fact, I belonged to two of them when I was teaching school and working another public job. I belonged to two different unions, and I was the building rep for the union when I was a teacher, but I still didn't like them. I didn't like the way they conducted. And then the reason that I became a building rep was to express myself in unpleasant ways. Or I wasn't unpleasant, but I was unhappy with their rules and their decisions and the drift that they were taking. So I said, okay. And all the people in the building said, you feel so strongly about it, you be the building rep. So I was. And I think I had some impact, frankly, on the kinds of things that the union wanted. And my feeling then, as it is right now, is there should be no tenure. I thought that when I was a teacher at the age of 22.
Mm-hmm.
No tenure. And, man, these guys give me a hard time. And I said to them, you made me the building rep. These were all people that I'd had for teachers. They thought it was going to be a joke. Okay, there he is. He's the young kid. Let him do it. And when I expressed myself or did things that were counter to what the majority of them who were older felt, how dare you oppose having that keeps tenure? Thank you. Where did that word go? Went right out of my mind. How dare
that
you oppose tenure? Because I don't think it's good. You asked me to do. I represent you. I voted as this is how it worked though. If you tell me that you want me to support tenure, I will. But I'm not going to keep quiet, and I'm not going to say I agree with you. I took the majority position, was to support a tenure. That's how I voted when it came to the issue in state conventions. But I would say that I was opposed to it personally, because I was and I am. Here's Jolina in Texas. Hi, Jolina. Yes. Welcome to Good Day. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hi. In my city, we used to have Planned Parenthood, which we don't anymore. There's no longer fighting for it. But when we did have them, they did not provide abortion services at all. Mm-hmm. We have other facilities in my town that do provide them. However, Planned Parenthood was not one of them, ever.
Hmm. So why do you think Planned Parenthood is such a lightning rod for this sort of discussion, Jolina?
Well, you know what? Planned Parenthood, I mean, the founder of Planned Parenthood and the name itself, you know, it just rings and it reeks of abortion. People figure, you know, oh, Planned Parenthood, abortion. Well, if people took a moment to step out of their own world and look around, they would see that, no, it's not just Planned Parenthood. That is the biggest name. We have movies out there like If These Walls Could Talk and other movies that have mentioned Planned Parenthood where the characters work at them and such, but they're not the only providers.
Yeah.
It just so happens that their name is so big, they get picked on, and that's going to happen with anything that has such a popular name and has provided abortions in the past. They're going to overlook.
Yeah.
They're going to overlook the good things, you know, that have been done, wonderful things.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it does happen. Thank you for calling and telling us that. Appreciate it. 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is up next with his daily dose of important medical information here on Good Day.
Gas prices. Can't explain them. Can't predict them. But you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway. See? Saving on gas is that simple. Just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer. And you can count on that.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's now 13 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's our medical expert. We have lots of great medical input here on the program. Dr. Ken is not only with me Monday through Friday with his daily dose, but you can join us on the weekend, Saturday morning, Eastern Time, 6 a.m. We do 2 hours of Q&A for Dr. Ken. You might want to make note of that if you're not listening to it on the station that you carry, that carries the Monday through Friday. You might want to ask them about it, or you can go to DougStephan.com and hear the audio as it is presented live. Lots of people are doing that. You've got an iPhone app. You can find it there. Help yourself.
I'll be there.
You'll be there. So the program in part, this part of the program brought to you by the folks, we've introduced something new that people are excited about. This always is great. We've had good luck telling people about MetaFast over the past 5 months. We have a new product that we think is just as good or just as exciting. It's called Salon Pause. And if you go to drkenshow.com, you get a free sample of it. I was reading comments from Sandy who said, thank you for the patches. I had reservations about using something over the counter because I've been treated for intermittent back pain for 30 years. I had major improvement after applying a patch to my lower back, followed by one to my neck. That's somebody using Salon Pass. Went to drkenshow.com, got the free sample. What more do you need to say than that, Ken?
Exactly. Salon Pause, in fact, Sandy works for me. And Sandy has been treating this with other things. The Salon Pause works. It's the first FDA-approved patch over-the-counter for mild to moderate pain, joints, muscles, bones. And this works. It's been FDA-proven. It's safe. It's effective. And it won't muck up your stomach, your intestines, and it won't make your whole body all smelly and bruised up because of all the grease.
All right. Not to put too fine a point on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you can get it. Get the free sample at drkenshow.com, or you can go to Walgreens. If you really have pain, you want to get something right now, go to Walgreens. You can buy a box of it. Salon Pause is the product name. There's a study that we have at dougstephan.com today, Dr. Ken. 100 obese pregnant women. The study with these women testing the effects of anti-obesity drugs on their fetuses. Is this dangerous?
Wow, this is the most dicey thing imaginable. Really? I hope these...
Almost as dicey as talking about Planned Parenthood in Indiana.
You know, I can't think of a more risky study than to test drugs on pregnant women and expect what's going to happen on the fetus.
Yeah, who signs up for that?
Yeah.
I would imagine they're going to
have
to get
incredible
concerns.
Would you say no? If somebody came to you, if your daughter, your wife, somebody who was a patient said, should I participate in this study, what would you say to them?
It's just, you know what, backwards. You want to first lose the weight and then get pregnant.
Yeah.
I would absolutely tell my daughter, don't get involved in this.
All right, another study, another story at DougStephan.com. 16-year-old Toronto boy discovering a new drug combination that could help treat cystic fibrosis. How do these things come about?
Well, it's just a hope. It's one case, and people are looking for hope in this horrible lung problem, and hopefully it works, but you need to do more research. And that's why I don't like to announce these studies, because it brings a lot of false hope.
Yeah. Marital strife in the news today.
Out of the medical journal Child Development, this is real news. Infants who are exposed to marital discord, Doug, they're more likely to have trouble sleeping during infancy and when they approach the toddler stage. This is amazing. Instability in the parents' relationship when the children were 9 months old predicted the babies would have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep when they were 18 months old.
All right. So there's that story. A lot of stories are there. Go to DougStephan.com, click on Dr. Ken's picture, and sign up for the weekly newsletter. Actually, a couple of special. We did a special newsletter just on pain this week. Sign up for it there at DougStephan.com. Yes.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Recordings in the history of music. There's nothing and no one who can't love this song. Stevie Wonder from the movie The Woman in Red. Stevie Wonder, believe it or not, this weekend celebrates his 61st birthday. Little Stevie Wonder. Good Lord, what does that say about me? I remember him at 21 or 18, even 16, when he was recording some of the best pop music around. The Motown sound started, in fact, with people like him. I just called to say I love you, Roberta.
I love you too, Dougie.
I called to say I love you, Jennifer.
Aw, right back at you, Dougie.
I called to say I love you, Michael.
Yeah, whatever.
And Michael.
About Chucker. We can love Chucker too, right, Chucker? We're in love with Chucker. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. Little movie music. This is that was a good flick, wasn't it? You like that flick, Chucker?
Yeah, it was good, and it's fine. It was good.
Yeah,
I believe it was a pretty decent hit.
It didn't hold up, though. You see it today, and it's like a lot of movies in that era. You see it, and you think, eh, it doesn't. Even some of the. I was thinking about a Dirty Harry movie the other day, and how it doesn't seem to hold up. As I don't know, just maybe that's me. There are some movies that do hold up. I think The Hunt for Red October holds up. I think True Grit holds up. I think there are some of the movies, but those I don't know. There's some that do, and some that don't. Probably
I think when you say hold up, I think we're preconditioned now when we watch movies. The pacing is very different. Pacing,
yeah.
You know, 2011 is much much faster. You know, movies 20, 30 years ago,
yep.
Characters were built. The pacing was a little slower, but the payoff greater in most instances. But.
All right, let's deal with the movie contest for today before we find out from Chuck Curry what's going to be new at the box office this weekend that you might be interested in. We'll celebrate the birthday of the star of this movie by giving you three clips, audio clips from the movie. You tell us what the movie is, and you win the prize if you've not ever won before on Movie Moments. 800-510-8255 as usual. Here's the first clue.
What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
Anybody got it?
Mm-mm. No.
Jennifer's more likely to get it. Next clip.
I only said it'd be better if we weren't friends, not that I didn't want to be.
What does that mean?
It means if you were smart, you'd stay away from me.
Okay, well, let's say for argument's sake that I'm not smart.
All right. Hmm. Very popular movie series. You got it, Chucker?
I do not. What year was that one?
This is a movie from last year or the year before.
Okay.
All right. But because about the birthday of the guy who starred in it, who's a young star, but he's been in a number of movies, but he was first identified in this series as a star. Last clue.
What did you expect? Coffins and dungeons and moats?
That kind of helps, I would think. Maybe give it away. 800-510. I'm surprised you don't have this, Jennifer. 800-510-TALK. Really? Okay. Well, let's see where the chips fall, as they say. Meanwhile, the Chucker has some movie news, and also, what's coming to theaters this weekend, Chucker?
Last 2 weekends, Doug, big action movies this weekend, the big comedy, Bridesmaids, with Saturday Night Live stars Kristen Wiig, who co-wrote the film, and Maya Rudolph. Reviews are excellent, and this one tested.
Okay, so am I showing my age because I don't know who these people are? Jennifer, you know who these people are?
No.
No. I mean, I don't see how does a movie like this have any traction if people don't know who it is, who is aimed at. I mean, who are these people?
It's produced by Judd Apatow, who did the Knocked Up, so maybe fans.
Oh, wait a second. This is the one with the Mike and Molly girl.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I take it back. I do know. I do care.
Okay. Good for you, Jennifer.
But I still think Thor will be number one when it's all said and done at the box office. Some other movie news, a 3D reboot of the Amityville Horror is in the works. Amazing how the same properties keep getting recycled over and over.
Did you talk about the Pirates Band of Misfits, which is another 3D movie with Jeremy Piven and Salma Hayek and Hugh Grant? You hear about that movie?
Yeah, I think you talked about that yesterday. That's,
no, I talked about another Hugh Grant movie, I think, yesterday, didn't I? I talk about that one?
No, I talked about Hugh Grant possibly.
Wondering what Hugh Grant is doing. What do you think about Ashton Kutcher getting that job?
Well, he's the latest name being dropped. It appears that the producer, Chuck Lorre, is hell-bent on getting the series going again, and it looks like they want a movie actor or big name to replace Sheen if they get the go-ahead. I'd rather see Hugh Grant than Ashton Kutcher, but I'm pretty confident they're going to continue 2.5 Men. It's just too big a moneymaker for the
network. Know that they have made, Chucker, $1 billion in rights fees selling that thing? A billion.
Incredible.
Warner Brothers has made $1 billion peddling that show to stations for reruns. $1 billion.
With a B.
With a B.
Wow.
Dollars. That's the kind
of
money we're talking about. All right, so nobody's got this right. This movie is Twilight. Robert Pattinson is 25
today.
All right, well, there you go. Chucker, have a great weekend. Thanks for being here.